Great Lakes delegates will take another look today at Waukesha's application to divert Lake Michigan water, and they may discuss an unsettled issue. 2 weeks ago, the so-called regional body gathered in Chicago. Today, members will meet via a webinar. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz examines the issue that seems to be unsettled as of yet. Is Great Lakes water already seeping into Waukesha's well water?
By the time the regional body finished its recent marathon session, delegates seemed to agree Waukesha should trim down its proposed service area closer to the city's own boundaries. It might be one condition under which the provisions of the Great Lakes Compact would allow Waukesha to divert water from Lake Michigan. Yet one point seemed to leave some representatives scratching their heads. Has Waukesha's deep pumping of wells already drawn in water from Lake Michigan?
They're not doing that now, though, right?
No, yes.
Michigan delegate Grant Trigger says yes.
Everything the city of Waukesha pumps goes to their wastewater treatment plant, and they discharge to the Fox River in the Mississippi River Basin.
So they're getting water from Lake Michigan now?
That's correct.
So Trigger says approving Waukesha's application could reduce the amount of Great Lakes water it's currently sending into the Mississippi River Basin.
The analysis performed by the USGS and the Southeastern Wisconsin Planning Authority concluded that there is so much water pumped by Waukesha that they literally are bringing in water from Lake Michigan into their wells.
That's false.
False, according to USGS hydrologist Daniel Feinstein. He was part of a team along with the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey that modeled groundwater conditions in the southeastern Wisconsin region.
Even if you pumped at much higher rates, you would have to pump for a thousand years or more before you would actually get water that's coming directly from Lake Michigan coming out of the wells.
Feinstein says the team looked back from the late 1800s through 2000. Heavy well pumping began after World War II. He says Waukesha's operation has represented only a fraction, about 25%, of the total deep pumping within the region, and nevertheless,
if we're talking about water that's coming out of the wells now, none of it is from Lake Michigan proper. It's very far away, and it's kind of armored by a shale bed, the famous Maquoketa Shale.
However, Feinstein says all of the pumping region-wide has impacted how groundwater travels.
Water that would have, under natural conditions, flowed toward Lake Michigan, some of it is being reversed where it's curling back. It was flowing toward Lake Michigan, maybe under Milwaukee County, and now is curling back.
So based on what's happening now, what is the impact to the Great Lakes Basin, to Lake Michigan, with this current?
Oh, it's non-detectable.
Whether detectable or not, Peter Annan thinks the Lake Michigan seepage issue will play a role in the final Waukesha decision. Annan authored the book The Great Lakes Water Wars and has been observing every step of the diversion deliberations.
Yeah, I do think it's one of the central points. I don't think it's the central point. But the reason that the jurisdictions, at least some of the jurisdictions, are emphasizing that is that it actually narrows the precedent that's being set.
If decision makers determine Waukesha has already influenced the Great Lakes Basin's groundwater,
that narrows the precedent in the future, potentially, to the communities that are also having that similar negative impact on a Great Lake because of their groundwater withdrawals.
No one can know what each Great Lakes delegate is weighing as he or she considers Waukesha's request. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.